This is an exercise in creating your ideal compassionate other through imagery. So just to begin with taking some time to prepare for this exercise, thinking about your posture. So we're sitting upright in a comfortable, open position, shoulders up and back. Thinking about this as an active practice, so you're engaged with it, but knowing equally that it's not the art of sitting still, so you can move. That helps. And just beginning by engaging your soothing rhythm breathing. So remember, what we're aiming for is a nice even breath in and even breath out. So just allowing yourself a few moments to find your rhythm. Being mindful of your facial expressions, so bringing to mind something that's made you smile in the last week. Maybe a message, something you saw on the TV. Maybe just a little interaction that you've had with someone. And as you could begin to find your rhythm, either closing your eyes, that feels okay, or just taking a soft focus on the floor in front of you. Allowing your breath to slow and just gently resting your attention in the flow of the breathing in and breathing out. So to begin with, we're just going to spend a few moments thinking about the qualities that you would value in your compassionate other. These are qualities that are specific to you. They might even be specific to this moment. So just thinking about what do you need right now from your compassionate other. If your mind wanders off, that's okay, you're not doing anything wrong. Just gently bringing it back to your breath and then back to the exercise itself. So we're now going to think about the three specific qualities of compassion that you're familiar with. So we've got wisdom, strength, and caring commitment. So beginning with wisdom, just holding in mind that your compassionate other is wise and understanding. They have an understanding about the nature of human suffering, that we have tricky brains, that easily get caught up in loops and emotions, like anger, shame and sadness, that can be very painful, but that we did not choose to have. They will understand that much of what happens inside of us is not our fault or our choosing. They will understand the difficulties we experience in life and will never blame or criticize for this. However, they will help us to take responsibility for the things we struggle with in life, like difficult emotions, and how to manage these helpfully. So just spending a few moments connecting with that quality of wisdom. And now thinking about strength. Spending a few moments imagining your compassionate other is strong, courageous and grounded. Sense of authority and inner confidence. Somehow, you know that whatever difficulties or distress you experience, they will remain rooted and stable in the face of this, lending their strength to help you with your difficulties. So just spending a few moments connecting with that quality. And then finally, caring commitment. So your ideal compassionate other has a deep caring commitment to you. They are there to support and help you and see clearly into the nature of how hard life can be for you at times. They do not criticize you and want to help you to build compassion for yourself and for other people. So spending a few moments connecting with that caring commitment. And now to seeing if a visual image of the compassionate other begins to form in your mind. So thinking about the preparation work that you've done already, thinking about what they might look like. Remembering that the image doesn't have to be someone that you know. It can be lots of different people. It doesn't need to be human, but it could be an animal or part of nature. But knowing that they have these qualities. Doesn't need to be very crystal snapshot or photograph of the compassionate other. It might be a fleeting image or quite vague, that's okay. Just as long as you've got a rough outline. Just thinking about if the compassionate other had a face, what facial expression would they have? How would they communicate to you that they are interested? Thinking about what their tone of voice would be like. Thinking about how that conveys a sense of compassion towards you. If your image is of an animal or a piece of nature, just imagining what it would be like for these to have a facial expression or voice tone. But not trying to force this, but just going with whatever seems helpful for you. So thinking how they might be with you, they're sitting next to you or standing, they might be touching you, that's okay, just as long as you're happy with that. It's on your terms. So maybe considering how your ideal compassionate other became compassionate in the first place. Maybe they experienced pain and suffering, but have learned how to dedicate themselves to the compassionate path. They understand the reality that pain and suffering is part of life. Your compassionate other knows that we all just find ourselves here with our tricky brains. They understand that our thoughts and feelings can run riot with us, and that's not our fault. Your compassionate other has a deep wish for you to have compassion for your life. They are not judgmental or overwhelmed by what you feel. Your ideal compassionate other really just wants to be there for you. They offer you their strength, care and wisdom. They have a deep desire to support you and to understand you. So just spending a few moments thinking about how that feels, or if that's very difficult, thinking about what might it be like to have a compassionate other that is committed to supporting you. And just seeing if you can open up to that flow of compassion that they're offering you, even if it's just for a few seconds. Seeing how that feels in your heart, your body and your mind. And then when you feel ready, just gradually letting this image fade and coming back to the present moment and opening eyes when you're ready. Take a few moments just to think about the practice and notice what's coming up for you and just reflect on it.